Today is the first Sunday of Christmas, after Christmas. The sermon this morning is Christmas over? I seem to believe, considering the number of people in the congregation, that Christmas is not over. The sermon this morning, as I've mentioned, is Christmas over. More than a few people will say that Christmas is over, is finished. That is, until the beginning of November next year. Christmas is most definitely over at the mall, and is probably over in more than a few local churches as this one. Listening to the gospel for this morning, perhaps, it seems like it's over here as well. Regardless of white parchments and the title on today's bulletin, the first Sunday after Christmas. The first reading, as was said, was from Psalm 148. The total of what everyone heard was that God is wonderful. God is watching us, giving us every help that we need, provided that we have him within our own hearts. Psalm 148 that was read this morning says nothing but for us to praise the Lord from creation. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. The place where Mary and Joseph watched over Jesus had been searched by Herod's secret police. The manger was overturned and the animals have scattered throughout the countryside. One hears the lament of mothers and fathers distraught over children ruthlessly slaughtered by Herod's soldiers. What happened? Alarmed at the mere thoughts of another king, even a child, Herod sent his henchmen to kill all the male children in Bethlehem and in all the surrounding territory who were 2 years old and younger. Perhaps the real Christmas isn't over, but the sentimental Christmas of our fantasies is no more. Our next text also shows us that Jesus and the Holy Family had left Bethlehem. We see them as refugees indeed, Palestinian refugees, fleeing their homeland to find safety in Egypt. No Christmas program is complete without its little band of shepherds, frightened by the angel's sudden appearance. They marveled at the good news from the angels and rushed to Bethlehem to see the Savior. This morning, I would like to draw certain attention to the concern of the birth of Christ. I think most of us knew or have known that Mary was only 13 years old when she gave birth to Christ. Mary never knew how to take care of a child. At that age, she must have been wondering what she should do. And we wonder whether at that time there was milk in the manger for the child. I don't think Joseph knew what to do. And maybe he must not have been there with Mary. She must have left Mary to know what to do or not to know what to do. And so Mary must have done all the caretaking of the child by herself. Perhaps the real Christmas isn't over, but the sentimental Christmas for our fantasies is no more a reality. So when they went to Egypt, Mary must have been wondering what is going to happen to the child. I don't think any other family gave them any help, particularly at the age of Mary, at 13. But God is always wonderful. He knew that nobody would care or would wonder whether to help Mary or not. So in the last passage of the Bible, Bible that we read, Christ had already told Simeon that he would not die, not until the child is born by Mary. And it is read that God continued to take care of Simeon because he knew how faithful Simeon was, and that when the Christ is born, Simeon will be the one to go to comfort Mary. And he did. And now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. So Simeon knew what God had asked him to do during the time of the birth of Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to the word, for mine eyes have seen the salvation." I think Joseph and Mary were surprised that a stranger had known them, and he took the child from them and gave the child blessing. In today's date, when visitors want to hold a child who was in the mother's hands, I think people will wonder whether their hands are clean or whether they knew the child. But Simeon was directed what to do, what to say, and to give comfort to Mary and Jesus. Christmas is not over, because nothing is to be done. God is protecting us. God has told us that he should be respected. We should pray to him at all times, and that everything that we request from him is going to abide and protect us. If we remember how petrified these shepherds were, the shepherds themselves knew also that the words that they heard were the words of God. And they themselves were known to be respectful and to care, to pray always for God to help them. The verses that follow the shepherds' visit in Luke tell the story of Jesus' first few days. In accordance with Jewish tradition, Jesus was circumcised at 8 days old and named. After that purification, the parents took the baby Jesus to Jerusalem to offer a sacrifice in the temple. That's where they met Simeon, an old Jewish man who had been waiting many years for Messiah. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah with his own eyes. While Mary and Joseph were in the temple, the Holy Spirit led Simeon to Mary and Joseph. Upon seeing them, Simeon took Jesus into his arms and began praising God, acknowledging that his eyes were indeed beholding salvation, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for Israel. Mary and Joseph were amazed by Simeon's words. Simeon then blessed the young family and gave Mary a final word regarding her young son. In verse 34 to 35, Simeon tells Mary, "This boy is assigned to be the cause of the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that generates opposition, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your innermost being too." The young couple had gone through a lot in the past few weeks. They had been visited by angels, decided to marry, traveled to Bethlehem, delivered a son, and were in the throes of early parenthood. While their calling as Jesus' earthly parents had been confirmed by angels, and the shepherd had visited them in the stable, they were probably days that they scarcely could believe that their baby was really the Son of God. This informs us, or tells us, that Christmas was not over at that time, and that they were really the parents to the one who would grow up to deliver their people. As a matter of fact, There must have been times when it seemed almost impossible that this child who was born in a manger would someday be the King of Jesus, be the King of Jews, I'm sorry. Given all this, Simeon's words in the temple would have been especially powerful for the young couple. The affirmation of the wise old man inside the temple would have been reminded them again of their calling and God's plan for them and their son. The totality of what was read indicates that at any time, if we ask for help, God will be there for us. The words of God is always at the hearing of our people. This morning, I want to draw your attention to the four things concerning the birth of Christ. The first thing is the shepherds. Why did God tell the shepherds, or the angels tell the shepherds, that Christ is born? The words the angels told the shepherds in the same Luke, and the angels said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." This indicates that Christmas is not over, or was not over at that time. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and in the earth peace, goodwill toward man." The meaning of the angel's words is consolidated in the burning of what we did the last 4 weeks before Christmas. To recant it again, the first candle that we burned was for hope, and the candle was the purple. The second thing was goodwill towards man, which was another purple. And that was love. The third one was good tidings of great joy. And that was pink also. And the fourth one was peace. And it's the same purple. And then the last one, which was the middle, the white candle, a Savior, which is Christ, the Lord. Christmas will not be over until next year in November. May God bless us in my hearing. Amen.